Hello, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
It would be the first one. I forget where it is. I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you very much. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White, Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age?
77.
Thank you. And well, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They've gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance, costs, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, abortion, or K-12 education?
Crime.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Dismal. A failure.
Okay. And
very unfavorable on that one. Yeah.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes, or increasing the school's choice options?
Increasing school choice options.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traditional public schools.
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Your county school board.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Charter schools.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Teachers.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Your locale PTA or PTO?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Private schools.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty.
I have no opinions on them. I don't know them.
Thank you. Teachers unions.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Local education issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
What was the first one again?
Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Yeah, that would be me.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
No, I don't like the second one. The first one, what is it again?
First one is parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the school.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
I would say the first comment.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them, or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
The last statement.
Thank you. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has history of racism and white supremacy.
No.
Would that be much
less likely to vote? Yeah.
Okay. So that would be much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security.
More likely.
Thank you. Would that be much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Yes, more likely.
Thank you. Would be much or somewhat more likely?
Some more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Say that again? A candidate who what?
Yes, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers
yes,
in
more
every
likely.
School in Florida.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our school to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms of 8 years, or 8 years.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs.
Much
by
more likely.
The okay. Just for protocol, I will have to read the full sentence. Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sport programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports the parental rights in educational law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, all of life?
More than 20.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree with a doctorate.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school? Yes, children or grandchildren in traditional public school. Yes, children or grandchildren in a public charter or magnet school. Yes, children or grandchildren in private religious or parochial school. No, but children or grandchildren are homeschooled. No, do not have children or grandchildren in school.
I have one grandchild who is going to a public high school this coming year, and I have one grandchild who is still in a parochial school.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple
every
times
day.
Per week. Mm-hmm. Every day? Thank you.
Yeah, every day.
And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks to you. Bye for now.